107.1 CJCSFM. Good morning, I'm Jamie Cottle. Well, it's gray, it's dark, it's cloudy out there, but she's a ray of sunshine. Ann Swerdfeger joins us on the phone lines with Stratford Festival. Good morning, Ann.
Good morning, Jamie. That's awfully kind of you.
Oh, my goodness. And it's just been a ray of sunshine with the Stratford Festival season. I've chatted with so many folks absolutely loving the season. And, of course, loving all the great events with the Me and Forum. A busy month for July, Ann.
Oh, it has been, and we had the wonderful album launch for Dana Manning on Monday in the Forum. We are just, I think there's something practically every day this month. It's so exciting to see that happening, and the one event after another is selling so many tickets that we're having to move them out of Lazaritas Hall and into the theater itself.
Oh, very
so
nice.
So it is a busy, busy, busy. What a great season.
Well, no kidding. And again, a big shout out for Murdoch Mystery fans. Inside the Story of Murdoch Mysteries is for July 19th. And there's a lot of Murdoch Mystery fans in the Stratford End area.
There certainly are, because it films, well, they do a lot of filming, I know, in St. Mary's, and they have done a little bit here and out in the countryside around town too. That's a really exciting event that we have. It's got the creator of the show, and it's got one of the actors, Andrew Chown, who of course is playing here in this season, and it promises to be really, really interesting. They are really putting everything they've got into this event, so yeah. I'm thrilled to have that Murdoch Mysteries one coming
for sure.
to the Forum. We have another interesting one where people are really putting a lot into everything they've got into it, and that is in a couple of weeks, and it is about the history of Little Orphan Annie from the comic to the stage musical that we all enjoy now. And what I didn't understand is that the Little Orphan Annie cartoon was a Tribune cartoon. It ran in the Tribune papers, and of course the Chicago Tribune is a loyal attender of the Stratford Festival. We have so many patrons based in Chicago that they always send the critic Chris Jones up to review. And he is joining forces with his archivists at the paper, and the Chicago Tribune has the largest newspaper archive in the world. So they are putting together a history of Little Orphan Annie. A couple of years ago, well, a few now, they were here, the same group, the archivists and Chris Jones, and they did a history of the women who Chicago, the musical, was based on. And it was one of the best Forum events ever. So I highly recommend this one, Little Orphan Annie, it's called. And that's on July 26th. So, as you said, the Murdoch Mysteries is on the 19th. That one is on the 26th. Those are two really fabulous events that I highly recommend. But we also have our Readers and Writers Week coming up. So we have some really engaging and fabulous content scheduled for that. I know Jane Urquhart is coming to town. She's going to be talking about Lucy Maud Montgomery with some fascinating people. It's one thing after another at the Forum.
Oh, just a great variety with the Me and Forum. Again, you can go to stratfordfestival.ca and get your tickets for that. Now, something a little different, Anne, in our discussion, an art display that's happening.
Yes, we have, and I've mentioned it in the past, that we have a new play that we commissioned. It's called The Art of War, and it is about the painters who were embedded in the armed forces in World War II. I think it also happened in World War I. And they weren't sent to fight, but to capture the images of war. So they went, as they say, with paintbrushes and canvas as opposed to guns and bullets. Really quite a remarkable thing for Canada to have done. And the Canadian War Museum is actually putting curating a display of the work of the war artists, And this is going to be mounted at the Studio Theater. And it's not just going to be inside the inside the lobby, but also outside. So that's going up at the end of the month, and I'm really looking forward to seeing that. It's really going to transform all those windows of the Studio Theater.
Yeah, it's just, again, amazing with the Stratford Festival how sort of multimedia it becomes through the season, if you will.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting, isn't it?
Yeah, no kidding.
And everybody's always so keen. You know, you've got the Murdoch Mysteries people.
Yeah.
The Chicago Tribune, the Canadian War Museum, all keen, really eager to come to Stratford and show off what they do. It really kind of makes you proud of the city, doesn't it?
It's remarkable. It is remarkable. And we have more shows